Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 292.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you
can
use. All right,
welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 292. We are 8 episodes away from the 300th episode. That's absolutely amazing. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. And wow, yeah, 8 episodes to go. I'm collecting submissions from students right now and any followers of the Jazz Piano School podcast that's listening to send me little snippets of you playing. And what I want to do is compile these together for the 300th episode and release that and highlight you. Highlight the fans, it's the followers, the pianists, the everyday person out there that is playing piano, jazz piano, right? Because this is really about you. It's not about me. I get on here to help educate you, right? It's about you sharing your gift of music, working on your craft, delivering and spreading this amazing gift to others, spreading joy in the world. You know, music is an amazing thing. People come to see concerts, they listen to music, no matter how good you are, no matter what level you are, just the act of playing music for others and others enjoying that and listening, it goes so far. And I know a lot of us who are actively pursuing this craft may face insecurities, doubts, and, you know, can come up to a lot of mental self-sabotage, come up against that in our journeys. But please trust me when I say this. Even the simplest act of just playing a little bit of music for someone can change their life. It can heal them. It can motivate them. It can inspire them. It can completely change their attitude, their mood, their perspective, the day, the week, the month, the year, anything. It can be a memory that's locked in their mind forever. Hey, remember that time when John played that one tune when everyone was gathered around, right? And we all sang that or we all listened to him, had a drink. That could be a memory that's literally locked in your mind, someone's mind forever. And it's because of you. It's because you were willing to sit down and play for someone. And again, it doesn't have to be super advanced. Even just like Mary Had a Little Lamb, Twinkle. Some of these things for kids, for children, even for adults, they bring back, they stir emotional responses. It can be nostalgic. It doesn't have to be a lot. And if you listen to my last podcast, even if you're playing through some jazz tunes for people, creating some sort of mood, it's always a fun thing. It's always a gift to play music, spread the joy. So I commend you for going into this, you know, because it's a journey. It's a journey. It's not always smooth sailing. I should say 99% of the time it's not smooth sailing because we don't think we're good enough. It's frustrating. We struggle. We feel like we should quit every single day almost, right? Sometimes we get these monumental spurs of momentum and inspiration that kind of carry us through these certain times, but it's certainly a roller coaster. When I ran the accelerator program, you know, a lot of people were experiencing great results, but at the same time, it's a lot of ups and downs. The Accelerator program was a private program that I ran for students that you know, paid to get entry and access to me as I coached them privately and taught them privately in a small group setting. And even though they're getting amazing information, they're making amazing results. No matter how good or how far you're coming, no matter how much progress I see you making, no matter how much progress you see yourself making, doubt and insecurity will always be a part of us. It'll always be in our mind. And it's in my mind too. And I hear that voice talking to me right now. It talks to me a lot. But the longer you do something, the stronger you're going to get. The longer you do something, the stronger you're going to get. You're going to build confidence. You're going to know what you're doing, but you also need the plan. You also need the right amount of education, the correct steps. That's where Jazz Piano School comes in. But as long as you stick with it, you're going to have this amazing gift, again, that you can spread to others, spread the joy of music. And music is life-changing. The world needs art. It needs art and inspiration and motivation. And people often overlook that. This, it's not their fault. I don't blame them, but a lot of people who don't appreciate the arts, which is completely okay. Sorry, I heard someone yelling. People yelling outside. Lost my train of thought. People who don't appreciate the arts, subconsciously, they go to concerts, they listen to music, they see art. It does affect them. It does affect them. So all of us, we're in this together. You know, you listening right there, right out there today, you are an artist. You are an inspiration to someone else. And even if you're just starting on your journey, at the very beginning, this is the first podcast you've ever heard. Trust me, you're doing an amazing thing. And just working at this craft, working to get better at it, is going to help someone out there. It's going to help yourself in many ways, help other people in many ways. And it's going to deliver an amazing, amazing gift and transformational experience for someone out there, if not yourself. So again, needless to say, I want to highlight you all. I want to highlight your efforts, your hard work, and your dedication to this craft, right? And your love for the music. So please send me a snippet of your playing or an audio or video, it doesn't matter, right into support@jazzpianoschool.com. We're going to be collecting them. Again, just email support@jazzpianoschool.com with the link to the audio clip. You can attach it to an email, a link to the video clip, and we're going to compile this together. I got an amazing episode for you all today, and it's going to go over three solo piano tips that you can use to fill out your solo piano playing, fill out, to thicken up, right? To orchestrate. I don't know why I said it like that. To orchestrate, right? To orchestrate your solo piano playing and performance. And a lot of times when I hear students, beginner students especially, and even me, when I first started on my career, solo piano always tends to sound thin and lacking of density and meat and potatoes. And with these three tips, they're very easy. They're great tips that are really going to transform your playing quickly, like today. If you apply these today in the, whatever tune you're working on, your tune's going to sound instantly different. I promise you. You just got to work at it a little bit. Spend about an hour maybe on one tip. And whatever tune you're working on right now, it's going to quickly change. Okay, that's how powerful these tips are. And I know, and a lot of times, you know, content creators will say this stuff to kind of hook you, but I swear, I promise to you. And I demonstrate all this in this particular episode as well. So you can hear the difference between them. Okay, very powerful educational nuggets that you're going to get in this. Obviously, go to jazzpianoschool.com if you're looking for more free education. And speaking of solo piano, I did create a new workshop, a new 3-day workshop that has some amazing education about playing solo piano, some of the sequential steps that are necessary to make the improvement and progress you want in solo piano outlined in this 3-day workshop. It's 3 videos. It's sent by email. Super easy to get, super easy to watch. They're quick, they're fun, and you'll learn a lot. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/solo piano workshop. jazzpianoschool.com/solo piano workshop. It's completely free. You can sign up to get my 3-day solo piano workshop. You're going to learn so much about solo piano. This isn't just like a, here's how you play the tune. It's like, these are the absolute bottom line necessary components that you need in your solo piano playing to get to the place that you want to go. Okay. It's not just like little spice here and there. This is dense education that everyone should have in their playing if they hope to achieve some sort of, you know, solo piano performance or goal that they have, dream that they have in mind of playing and sounding like a real good jazz pianist, professional jazz pianist. Okay? jazzpianoschool.com/solo piano workshop. All right. Let's get into the three tips. Again, email support at jazzpianoschool.com with your audio and video file. And working hard for all the members out there to rebuild the community inside of Jazz Piano School. It's going pretty well. And yeah, that's all said about that. Just want to give a quick update on that. It's going to be really, really fun. We're going to be moving off Facebook. I'm going to archive the Facebook group or just make it a free community because a lot of people ask to join that community since it has so many people in it now. But the Jazz Piano School members will get access to the community inside where they're going to be able to talk to each other, upload files, forums, share videos. I'll be in there. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, here we go. All right, step number one is going to be you have to harmonize the melody on downbeats of chords for the most part. If the melody's moving quickly, it's really difficult to get those harmonizations in. But in this particular case in Green Dolphin Street, because we just have half notes, you gotta harmonize your melodies with the chords instead of just going. Right? That's gonna be a very thin way of playing solo piano. We really wanna thicken it out, create an orchestral arrangement of these tunes, right? So what I'd recommend, take the C here. If you know my two-hand voicing strategy, you can apply this now. You can have 1-7 here and 3, and then you can fill with other chord tones and extensions. So I might go, right, just like this. I have 1 and 7, 9, 3, and 5, right? So here's an example of just harmonizing the melody with a full chord to represent that C major 7. Now, all I'm going to do is play the chord and then repeat the melody with my pinky. Okay, quick little tip that's not included in these three steps is that most of the time your pinky wants to be on top so that you can apply these harmonizations to the chord, right? Just like this. And then I'd, again, take my pinky. You see that? So when the chord changes on that new downbeat of that new chord, I'm going to harmonize the melody with my two-hand voicing strategy, which, by the way, if you don't know that, it's going to be 1 and 7 and then 3 in my right-hand thumb to get the bass note and shells, or 1 and 3 and 7 in my right hand to get the bass note and shells. So when we go to that D chord, check it out. If you're just playing a straight D7 chord here, you could do this. Or you can put the C in the bottom. I don't really particularly like that chord. I usually play the D7 here, right? So I have 1, the root, 3, 7. I'm doubling the third. I could add the 9 in here. That would sound really nice, right? Melody. And then on that, I'm going to play the D flat chord on the downbeat of 1 there, actually, even though the real book doesn't say it. Okay, that's a really nice change there. Usually that chord will fall right on the downbeat. So I'm going to switch to my D-flat 7 now. 1, 3, 7, 9. The same exact voicing. I'm just doing this and then moving it down by a half step and then playing the melody. And then I'm going to harmonize again. Right? You hear this thick harmonization? It creates a full orchestral arrangement of my solo piano performance. So instead of just this, before I would have had this. Right? Whoops, sorry. My hand slipped off the piano. That's never happened to me before. I like went to play a note. It just literally slipped off. Okay, so I gotta sand up my keys here. So that's what it would sound like right there. Too much coffee this morning, right? All right. So now when we harmonize, it's gonna sound like this. Here's our D7 chord, right? And then I'm gonna go to our, let me add the 9 in there. Right, I love this. You can slide into that 9 if you want. Woo, I love that. Down to that D-flat 7. Now check out what I'm doing for the C major 7. Here's the melody, here's the bass note, 3, 7. So I always want my bass note and shells in there. I'm adding the 5 and the 13 and the 9 I think I added. And maybe I think I might add added the third again. So it's up to you. Once you get the bass note, melody, and shells in there, right, you can add in as many chord tones or extensions as you want to thicken up your sound, to harmonize your sound. So let me walk you back through this again. I could do this. Okay, we're gonna get to the next tip, which is gonna really fill this in just a second, okay? Right, so now it's already sounding better, right? I played a different harmonization. Now, if you want to get some more low-end bass notes, which is really, really important, you can do something like this. So you can, if you can reach a 10, this is going to help your spread a little bit, right? So Now it might sound like this if you want to play a sixth chord, or you can add that seven in down here. Now you're getting a huge spread, which is cool, right? So you hear the difference in the thickness and lushness, right? And then maybe this, and then here, right? Okay, so really, really cool stuff here. If again, tip number one, you gotta harmonize. You gotta harmonize when that melody note hits the chord, the downbeat of the chord, and especially when that the chord changes, right? On every new chord change, try to harmonize the melody. If the melody's moving fast, like a tune like "There'll Never Be Another Another You," right? It's hard to do that, but I'm gonna show you how you can tackle that right now. So tip number two is going to be to use your pinky and your bass note and your harmonization to comp in the space after you've played the melody. So let's say you can't really get a harmonization in because the tune's moving fast or whatever, or you know, for whatever reason you want to apply this just as a different strategy. You can do this. Play, at least play your bass note with the melody so you get some low end support. And what I'm going to do here is take my voicing, my harmonization that I created, and I'm gonna do apply some rhythmic comping in the middle of the measure after the melody. So this is usually good for when the melody is sitting, it's not moving. So I would go, right? So I'm creating this Latin feel through my rhythmic comping of my voicing, right? So I'm playing the melody. Right? And then I'm going to comp in the middle. I can still use the exact same voicing I created with you on step number one. So, I'm literally holding the melody. You don't even have to do that. You can play the melody and just comp the full thing, but it is kind of cool to hold that melody with your pinky and hold the bass note and comp in the middle of the piano, like between the bass note and the melody. Rhythmically comp with the arrangement or thick voicing that you've created, harmonization, and apply some rhythmic comps. So step number one was to harmonize the melody, but step number two is going to add a little bit of rhythm. It's going to thicken this sauce up, right? The solo piano playing even more. Okay, so here we are applying step number two. It's going to sound like this. Amazing, getting amazing sounds. And you can do this with your bigger harmonization as well if you wanted to do this. Like, listen to the difference in the sound. It sounds like a full orchestra, right? Right? Amazing. It's like you got saxes talking to the trumpets, talking to, you know, the bones. It does, you know, it's like a full orchestral arrangement of a solo piano tune. That's exactly what solo piano should sound like. Now, tip number three, I'm going to do this in less than 10 minutes. That's amazing. So tip number three is going to be when the melody is sitting on a whole note or even a half note or when there's space in solo piano, one of the best things I can tell you is to take your right hand, lift it off the melody, and bring it down to the low end of the piano to comp for yourself, to comp for yourself. This has to happen. Otherwise, there's nothing going on. But luckily, I talked to you tip number two because that's going to kind of fill some space. But if you want to get that rich low end comping sound, you got to take your hand off, okay? So for example, in that C minor 7, right? I'm going to remove my hand from the melody. We're not a horn player. We don't breathe through a piano. So that means I can play this note and lift my hand and comp for myself down in this rich low end of the piano. The voicing strategy, I can let you know, that's probably easiest for a lot of you. Use rootless voicings in your right hand and just bass notes in your left hand. All right, so check it out. So I'm jumping my hand down to the bottom end of the piano to kind of comp for myself. I can do all sorts of things, right? You can do little half steps, you can do some fourth chords, right? It doesn't have to be in the low end of the piano, but you want to try to not kind of like cover up the melody, if you get what I'm saying. That's more advanced stuff, but here we go on the D7. So I'm going to jump down to my D7 rootless voicing here, maybe a three-note voicing. I'm going to comp my D flat chord on the downbeat of that measure too, and then jump back up to the melody. So I'm utilizing all this space in between the melody to comp for myself and, again, create a more lush, thick solo piano sound that sounds like a full orchestration. Okay, check it out. So I'm using the low end to comp for myself in between the melody. Now, that's very advanced stuff. I know that. Take a lot of students at this point, they're like, well, Brendan, you demonstrate a lot of everything so fast. It's like, how do I even start to do this, right? I get it. Take what you know and do it in a simple way, okay? Here's how to do it. If you're a complete beginner, even intermediate players, play the melody, jump down, play and comp for yourself with shells and bass notes. That's it. Literally anyone can do this, or just root position chords. So I could go. That's a beautiful sound. This, I'm playing a C major root position chord. Most beginners know their seventh chords, and I can comp for myself rhythmically. Take the tempo slow. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm already beginning to create a much better sound than I ever was playing jazz tunes in a solo piano way with root position chords in my left hand and single note melody nines in my right hand, which sounds like this. Right? There's all this space. And with these three tips, you're going to literally drastically change your solo piano sound. Again, in like less than 10 minutes. Oh, well, I just went to 11 minutes. But if you learn these tips and work on them diligently with discipline, again, your playing is going to sound so much better, like life-changing overnight. Take a week to work on this, and you won't even recognize the sound of your own playing. All right? That's how powerful these tips are. So work on these strategies. Again, tip number one was to harmonize. Make sure you harmonize with the melody when the chord happens on the downbeats of the chords, downbeat of one of the chords, right? In between the measures, that's fine. Tip number two, you gotta add some comps or some rhythmic comping for yourself, okay? So you can do that easily by hitting the melody and bass note. Do some rhythmic comping in the middle between your two pinkies. Tip number three, jump down. Leave the melody. We're not horn players. We don't need to hold out the notes. And even they don't hold out the notes, right? They're breathing air through their instruments. We can lift our hand and comp for ourselves. So play the melody, jump down to the low end of the piano, comp for yourself, and then go back to play the melody, okay? You don't have to hold the melody just because the note is tied or it's a whole note, okay? Hope you guys enjoyed those tips. Again, if you want more information on learning solo piano, check out my solo piano system workshop that I mentioned to you in the intro, and the link is in the description below, okay? Have a fantastic day, and as always, happy practicing.